हे वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते 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 वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नास्तभ्रयेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमो श्लोके भक्तिर्भावति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः Before we start, I'd just like everyone to turn off their cell phones. Just make sure their cell phones are off if anyone's running their cell phones. Thank you. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 6, text number 52, 53, and 54. And tomorrow is the last shloka, text number 55. Text 52, please repeat after me. Ekas,
Ekas
tapasvi,
tapasvi
aham,
aham
atambhasi,
atambhasi
matsya,
matsya
sangat,
sangat
panchashad,
panchashad
asam,
asam
uta pancha sahasra
sardaha
nantam Vrajami
Ubhaya
Kritya Manoratanam Maya Gunair Rita Matir Vishaye Rita Bhavaha Ekastapasya Hamatam Basimatsya Sangat Panchashadasam uta panchasahasra sargaha Nantam vrajam yubhaya kritya munaratanam Maya guner vrita matir ishaye vrita bhavaha Ekastapasya hamatam basimatsya sangat Panchasharasam uta panchasahasra sarga Nantam vrajam yubhaya kritya manoratanam Maya guner rita matir vishaye rita bhavaha Ekastapasya hamatam basimatsya sangha Panchasharasam uta panchasahasra sargaha Nantam vrajam yubhaya kritya manoratanam Maya guner rita matir vishaye rita bhavaha
He kasta pasya hamatam basi matsya sangat.
Pancha
shada samuta pancha sahasra sarga.
Nantam vrajamyu bhaya kritya manoratanam.
Maya gunarvitamatir vishayar tabhava.
Maya guner vitamatir visaye rita bhavaha.
Ekasta pasya hamatam basi matsya sangha.
Pancha shadasam uta pancha sahasra sargaha.
Nantam vrajamyu bhaya kritya manoratanam.
Maya gunairita matir vishayeta bhava.
Maya gunairita matir vishayeta bhava.
Ekasta pasya hamatam basi matsya sangha.
Pancha shadasam uta pancha sahasra sarga.
Nantam vrajamyu bhaya kritya manoratanam.
Maya guner vitamatir visaye visat bhavaha.
Vaishnavis?
Ekasta pasya hamatam basi matsya sangha.
Pancha shadasam uta pancha sahasra sargaha.
Nantam vrajamya ubhaya kritya manoratanam.
Maya guner vitamatir vishaye vitam bhavaha.
Ekasta pasya hamatam basi matsya sangha.
Pancha shadasam uta pancha sahasra sargaha.
Nantam vrajamyu bhaya kritya manoratanam.
Maya guner vitamatir vishaye rita bhavaha.
Ekaha.
Ekaha.
One only.
Tapasvi,
great sage, aham, I,
ata,
thus,
ambhasi,
in the deep water,
matsya sangat,
by associating with the fish,
panchashat,
50.
Asam
got wives.
Uta,
and what to speak of?
And what to speak of?
Begetting 100 sons.
In each of them.
Pancha sahasra sargaha.
Procreation
of 5,000. Na'antam,
no end.
Vrajami,
I can find.
Ubhayakritya,
duties
of this life
and the next.
Manaratanam,
mental concoctions, maya gunai, influenced by the modes
of material nature,
ritta,
lost,
matihi vishaye,
great attraction
for material things, artabhavaha, matters of self-interest. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. In the beginning, I was alone and engaged in performing the austerities of mystic yoga. But later, because of the association of fish engaged in sex, I desired to marry. Then I became the husband of 50 wives, and in each of them I begot 100 sons, and thus my family increased to 5,000 members. By the influence of the modes of material nature, I became fallen and thought that I would be happy in material life. Thus, there is no end to my material desires for enjoyment in this life and the next. Text 53. Evam vasan grihe kalam virakto nyasam astutaha vanam jagamana yuyus tat patnya pati devataha. In this way, he passed his life in household affairs for some time, but then he became detached from material enjoyment. To renounce material association, he accepted the vanaprastha order and went to the forest. His devoted wives followed him, for they had no shelter other than their husband. Text 54. Tatra tapvatapas tikshanam atmadarshanam atmavan sahaivagnivir atmanam yuyoja paramatmani. Translation. When Shobari Muni, who is quite conversant with the self, went to the forest, he performed severe penances in this way in the fire at the time of death. He ultimately engaged himself in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat after me. When Shobari Muni, who is quite conversant with the self, went to the forest, he performed severe penances in this way at the fire at the time of death. He ultimately engaged himself in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. At the time of death, the fire burns the gross body, and if there is no more desire for material enjoyment, the subtle body is also ended. And in this way, a pure soul remains. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Chakva Deham Punar Janma 90. If one is free from the bondage of both the gross and subtle material bodies and remains a pure soul, he returns home back to Godhead to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Chakva Deham Punar Janma 90 Mam Eti. He goes back home, back to Godhead. Thus it appears that Shobari Muni attained that perfect stage.
Wow. Can I borrow someone's watch so I can keep track of the time?
Bring it back.
Of course. One, two, three, four, five. And then everybody else.
Om Gyan Tumandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachar Deshatarane Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Before I begin, I would like to take the blessings of all the devotees present so that I can... Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you. I require the blessings of all the devotees present that I can speak properly on Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. Thank you very much. So the premise of today's presentation, in a nutshell, is if at first you don't succeed, try again. And actually, today's discussion is a realization of the great victory of Sobari Muni. Actually, Sobari Muni's story is a tremendous success story. In the beginning, it seems like he's in great difficulty. He's performing his tapasya. He's in the Yamuna River, deep down below. And gets attracted to fish, muchly gets attracted to these fish who are having sex. And he gets deluded, he gets illusioned, he's caught in Maya. His concentration breaks, his meditation breaks. And he gets so agitated that he decides to get married. So he goes to King Mandata, who's the king of Mathura. So even he's in a holy place, he's in Jamuna River, he goes to Mathura, but still he gets agitated. And he goes to this king and he says, please let me marry one of your daughters. And the king says, if my daughter wants to marry you, that's her right. Because he was old and he was a yogi, he was very skinny, all of his ribs were sticking out. You see the cover of Easy Journey to Other Planets or Topmost Yoga System. There's some yogi with long fingernails and long hair, and he's so skinny,
long hair and he's got a wild look in his eyes because he's a yogi. You know, who would want to marry someone like that? The king is thinking. So what Sobhari Muni does, because of his tremendous yogic power, he assumes a beautiful form. He's young, he's handsome, he's strong. And then he appears before the princesses. The king, Mandata, has 50 princess daughters. So he appears before all of them, and all of them want him for their husband. And they're arguing with each other. No, he's not for you, he's for me. And they're all fighting over him because he's so beautiful. So he decides to marry how many?
All of them.
How many wives he marries?
Just 50.
50. He marries all 50 wives. And in this way, he gets involved in household life. And as a good grihastha, I would say he's an ideal grihastha. He has 100 sons in each of those 50 wives. Now that's great. If you want to make Vaishnavas, you know, he's got 5,000 devotees in his bhakti program. Just imagine. Last week, we were in Detroit with Jambavan Prabhu, who's also an ideal grihastha. He has 8 children. And all of us were like going, wow, that's amazing. He's got 8 children. He comes, we say, how many people are coming for the program tonight? So he brings his family, at least 10 people are there, him, his wife, and 8 children. So that's a pretty good-sized program, just his family. So it's great. You know, grihasthas, they get together, and they procreate, and they produce progeny, and they can raise them in Krishna consciousness. So I was impressed by Jambavan Prabhu. But what about Sarabhi Rishi? He's got 5,000 kids. And he's raising them in Krishna consciousness. So this is actually very, very wonderful. It's a great success story. It's not a story. He's lamenting, oh, I became attracted to the fish. I gave up my renunciation. I got married. But look what happened. He got married. He had 5,000 kids. And in today's verse, we hear that he went to the forest, he became a vanaprastha, and he practiced austerities, and he was meditating on the Lord within the heart. He became fully Krishna conscious, and at the end of this life in the fire, he went back to Godhead. Now that's tremendous success. You know, so many yogis, even so many sannyasis, they may not be fully Krishna conscious at the time of death. They may not go back to Godhead. And that's actually the name of the game. Chaturvarnya maya shrishtam guna karma vibhaga shahat tasya kartram apimam vidya kartram avyayam. Krishna says in Gita, I created these 4 varnas and these 4 ashrams. Brahmachari, sannyasi, grihastha, varnaprastha. And I created this system to help people come back home, back to Godhead. So Sarabhi Rishi, Sobhari Rishi is this great success story. He goes back home, back to Godhead. And in tomorrow's verse, we're going to hear that not only he went back home, back to Godhead, but who else went back home, back to Godhead? All of his 50 wives. So he preached to 50 people who happened to be in female bodies. He was their husband. He was exemplary. Yajad archarati shrestas tattad evatarma janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokistad anivartate. He set a good example for them. He practices austerities. He practices Krishna consciousness. And by following him, his wives also went back home, back to Godhead. So what a great success story. He leaves his nirjan bhajan at the bottom of the lake because he got agitated. But as a result, he had 5,000 children and 50 people guaranteed back home, back to Godhead. If he had just been his whole life sitting down at the bottom of the lake, who he would have brought home back to Godhead?
Maybe some fish?
Maybe the fish.
Maybe
the fish. Maybe not the fish.
Maybe not the fish.
They seem distracted. Yeah. So, one question that came to my mind this morning was, why was Sobari Rishi in meditation in the first place? So, we hear that Sobari Rishi, he was like mastering the, like, he was mastering the eight forms of mystic yoga. So he was a yogi. So we get indication that those who are practicing yoga are meditating on the super soul in the heart, the Paramatma. Upajastamumata cha, bharta bhokta maheshvara, paramatmeti chapyukto, dehismin purusha para. That there's a great purusha, a great controller, a great personality that's in the core of the heart, sarvasya chamriti sannivisto. That Krishna's in the heart is Paramatma. So this was Sobari Rishi's meditation. Now we also see a similar situation in the case of Dhruva Maharaj. He was also in the forest, just like Sobari Rishi was in the lake. And they were both performing great austerities. That Sobari Rishi, he was not eating much. I mean, what you can eat if you're underwater. You know, there's one story of a guru who was training his disciples. So he told them, take a banana, take it. And each disciple had a banana in their hands. And the guru told them, you go, each to a different place. And when you find out you're completely alone, then you eat the banana, but not until you're completely alone. So all the disciples, they went out to different places. One climbed to the top of a tree, didn't see anybody around. He ate the banana. Another one, he climbed the top of a mountain, went in a cave, didn't see anyone. He ate the banana. Another one went under the water, didn't see anyone, not even fish. He ate the banana. So I guess it's possible to eat under the water. That's one of the points
provided
of the story.
Provided somebody gives a banana.
Provided you're carrying banana. Maybe he was eating green algae or some seaweed or something like that. I saw some in the health food store yesterday. It's possible. So one of the disciples came back and did not eat the banana. He had still had his banana. So the guru said, how is this? Why you didn't eat the banana? And he said, wherever I went, I felt like someone was watching me. And that is the upadeshtanu mantacha, the overseer, the permitter, the witness. That is the super soul within the heart. Paramatma ki jai. So in this way, Sobari Muni is down at the bottom of the lake. Maybe he's eating something, maybe he's not. Dhruva Maharaj, he started just by eating some kapita phal, just some fruits growing in the forest, monkey fruits, fruits that monkeys were eating. And then he went to leaves, started eating dry leaves, all raw food, you can see that. Then our Sobari Muni was also performing these great austerities. Now Dhruva Maharaj was fortunate because Narada Muni, Bhajaya Vina, Radhika Ramana Namhe. Narada Muni came and instructed him and gave him a mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, Prahlad Maharaj. Narada Muni, Bhajaya Vina, Radhika Ramana Namhe. So, Dhruva Maharaj was performing his austerities. He received the mercy of Narada Muni and he got this great mantra. And because of this mantra, he was chanting in the mercy of Narada Muni. He was having darshan of the Paramatma within his heart. And then the Paramatma disappeared. He lost the darshan. He said, what happened? He opened his eyes and he got sakshat darshan of Lord Vishnu with four-armed form, chakra, gada, padma, chakra, gada, padma, Shankha, and beautiful yellow dhoti, had a beautiful darshan of Lord Vishnu. So he was successful, and Dhruva eventually attained his goals, materialistic and also spiritual. And similarly, Sobori Muni, he also achieved these great goals. Now, Prabhupada makes a point in the purport that at the time of death, the fire burns the gross body, and if there's no more desire for material enjoyment, the subtle body is also ended, and in this way, a pure soul remains. So we see that if any desire for material enjoyment remains with us at the time of death, that subtle desire for material enjoyment, it remains within the subtle body. The material body is made up of material elements. The earth, the water, the air, the fire, the ether. The subtle body is made of mind, intelligence, and false ego. And within that subtle body is the material desires. And if one has material desires, they stay with the soul and they travel with the soul in the form of the subtle body and they go to the next destination in the material world. Maybe the hellish planets or the heavenly planets or again here in the material world. An interesting example is given to illustrate this point. That say you're living at home and you own a color television. And I hope you don't. But if you do, this is the example. Then a thief comes at night and comes to your neighbor's house and takes your neighbor's color television and starts to run away with his color television. And you see out the window, what will you do?
Bless him.
What will you do if someone steals the color television from your neighbor? You're happy. You're just watching, huh? You just watch. And you let him run away. But what if you had a colored television and the thief was stealing your television and you woke up and he was running away? What perhaps you might do? Perhaps you might run after him. Because you're attached to that colored television. The same way the soul and the subtle body, there's attachment there. So if the soul is moving on and subtle body is still present with material bodies, that subtle body will move along with the soul. And that will affect our next destination. Prabhupada also mentions in Bhagavad Gita this very nice verse illustrating that if we don't have material desires and if we do understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's birth and activities, we do not take birth again in this material world at the end of leaving this body.
Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyakva deham punar janma naiti mameti sojuna.
Whoever understands the transcendental nature of my birth and activities does not upon leaving this material body take birth again in this material world, but instead attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So this is Krishna saying, janma, karma, who understands my janma, my birth, karma, my activity? Karma rhymes with dharma. So when we perform our occupations, that is our dharma. So our occupations, our activities, in this case, that is karma, our activities. Janma, karma, chame, my divyam. Divyam means transcendental. Evam yoveti. One who understands this in tatvataha. Tatva means truth. One who understands this in truth. Chakva. Chakva means giving up. Like tyag, to give up. Chakva deham. Deham means body. Chakva deham. Giving up the body. Chakva deham punar. Punar means again. Again, janma. Punar janma. Again, again. Abrahma bhuvana loke punar vartino juna mamupecha tukantaya. Punar janma navidyate. In all the universe, from the topmost planets to the lowest planets, all are repeated birth and death, places where repeated birth and death take place. But one who comes to me, attains my eternal abode, never comes back to this material. Punar janma naitimam eti sojuna. So if we can understand the tatvataha, the truth of Krishna's janma and karma, that they are divyam, then we don't need to return again to this material world. Thus, it's very important to study books like Srimad Bhagavatam that Srila Prabhupada has given us, this wonderful book with so many wonderful leelas and Chaitanya Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can understand the transcendental nature of the pastimes of the Lord's activities. When he descends in this world, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bharati bharata bhuta nama dharmasya tatmanam shajamyaham paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskutam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. So this is actually a great celebration, this verse today, that we're seeing that despite apparent setbacks in his devotional service, that our Sobari Rishi is fully successful. He's going back home, back to Godhead. This is fantastic. And as we'll hear tomorrow, his 50 wives are also going to go with him. So this is really very wonderful. And we should take a lesson in our own lives, that when we do experience apparent setbacks in our spiritual life, that actually it's the arrangement of the Lord to bring us closer and closer to him. Because the Lord is our best friend, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. He's the best friend of every living entity. So he's our best friend. And he's the supreme controller, Ishvara Parama Krishna. So he's in control of everything. And he's our best friend. So if he's making an arrangement, it's in our best interests. So we can be without anxiety, Vaikuntha. Like when the cat is carrying a rat in her mouth, the rat is in great anxiety. But when the cat is carrying the kitten in her mouth, then the kitten is feeling very much relief in the world. So we should also feel that relief because we're endeavoring to surrender to Krishna, Sarva Dharma Prachaja. And in this way, Krishna is going to accept us as his own. Krishna is going to accept us and help us personally. Shamo, that, what is that shloka, 4.9.30, I think it is, that the Lord is equal to everyone. Shamo. Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. Bhuteshu Snahas Priyaha. Ye Bhajanti to my Bhaktya. Maya Teteshu Chapyaham. That I'm equal to everyone. And Shamo Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. Sarva, all. Bhuteshu, living entities. Samo. Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. Na me dveshu, I'm not envious. Na priyaha, I'm not giving them extra attention or favors. Ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya. But those, ye bhajanti, those who worship mam, me, mai te teshu chapyaham, I'm a friend to them and they are a friend to me. So if we just worship Krishna, endeavor to surrender to Krishna, following the path laid out for us by Srila Prabhupada and his followers, then we can rest assured that Krishna is going to take care of us, even in the situations where we think we're completely fallen in Krishna consciousness, and Krishna will help us get back on our feet. If at first we do not succeed, we should try again. Try again. So, we have a few minutes left, and I would like to ask devotees for their comments and questions. Thank you, Maharaj.
Well, it seems to me that surrender comes about by having a devotee perception of things. And a devotee's perception is, whatever's coming at me, it's an opportunity. It's not an attack. If you're material conscious, you think this is an attack, and you start scapegoating. This guy's giving me trouble, this guy, you know, instead of thinking like that, it's Krishna throwing some curveballs. And then we just have to be expert at catching those curveballs. And so it's our perception has to change. It has to be like Queen Kunti. A curveball, yay. Throw me more. Yeah, give me a few more. I love it. And whereas a conditioned soul is just always thinking, I'm the victim. Oh, they're hurting me, don't you see? And you're going to have like big strong bodybuilding kind of guy. Oh, it's like a little crybaby. And then you have those, a lot of those kind of people. And they're always whining. And you always want to ask them, by the way, would you like some cheese with your wine? hold are you? You know, so take it like a man, as they say. Be tough. Be strong. And then that's surrender. It's not that everything has to be adjusted around your needs. You have to learn to adjust. You have to adjust. You know, if you're sailing somewhere and the wind is coming at a way that you don't like, you can't just curse the wind, you know. You just have to adjust your sails, shut your mouth.
Bunjana evatma kritam vipakam Ridvag vipur bir vidadanyamaste Jivetiyo muktipade sadayabhav. Lord Brahma prays, O my Lord, I have committed so many terrible activities in this life and my previous lives. Whatever misfortune, whatever suffering, whatever difficulties I'm undergoing now, I actually deserve much worse. But because of your great mercy, you're only giving me a small percentage of the suffering that I actually deserve. I deserve much worse. And a person who can pray, and you're giving me this suffering only to purify me. So this is your great benediction on me. And a person who can pray like this, in a grateful mood, the kingdom of God becomes their rightful claim. So every curveball is a great opportunity to express our gratitude to Krishna, to give us this opportunity to remember him and surrender to him more and more. I remember once time I was on a bus with some devotees from Delhi. We were going to Vrindavan.
I was a new devotee,
only a few months in India, only a year or two in ISKCON. And we're on the bus, and we stopped at a roadside stand for breakfast. You know what the driver wanted to drink, right? Chai. So everyone got off the bus, and we're having breakfast. And then I had to respond to nature's call. I had Delhi belly. So I decided to go. There was a field nearby. As though it's India, people go in the fields.
And everyone followed him. Oh, good! White man does crap.
So I went to the field. It was only number one, not number two. So then I relieved myself and I came back to the bus, but the bus had already gone.
Oh!
And I was in the middle of nowhere, somewhere between Delhi and Mathura. And I had no money. Now the first thing that came to my mind...
Mommy.
Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your real wealth. Worship Krishna. Chant Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Fortunately, by the inexplicable mercy of the Lord, I was in good consciousness. And I said, thank you, Krishna, for giving me this opportunity to remember you.
But that happens all the time.
And then I was looking for the bus.
That happened on Saturday in Detroit.
What's that?
We're walking along and said, hey, where's Ekalavya? What? You're always left behind.
It does happen from time to time. I'm always left behind. But when you go back home, back to Godhead, I request you put in a request for me.
Your name is Eka, which means...
What's
the only one? How was it translated there?
Which?
The word Eka, first
one. Oh, Eka. This is text 52. Ekas is one only.
One only.
Yeah, one only.
Left behind.
So fortunately, after some time, another bus came to stop for chai and breakfast. And I explained my predicament to the bus driver, and he said, no problem, I'll give you a ride. I'll give you a ride quickly. Just come in.
No problem.
I have no money. Okay,
so I got down in Mathura. That's where the bus was going. I went to Sri Krishna Janmasthan. I participated. They have a 24-hour kirtan there. I joined the devotees in chanting, only one or two devotees. They fed me lunch, and they gave me enough money to get to Vrindavan.
No kidding.
Yeah. Okay. So it was a wonderful experience.
No, thanks for quoting from the Bhagavatam Lord Brahma. It's a beautiful example where he's saying, I deserve much worse. Mm-hmm. But many people are in entitlement mode. He says, I don't deserve any trouble. No. It's so common. Do you find that in Europe too? I mean, the younger generation is all about
no.
You have no idea about life and experience. It's all really about, I don't deserve any of this. Not any of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just, don't you understand who I am? don't you guys get it? You can't see? You know, I'm the reincarnation of King Tut. Or Queen Sheila, you guys don't get it. That's just like an ego. It's a real ego.
It's an entitlement.
People are spoiled rotten.
And I think it's partially due to this Santa Claus culture. That
getting everything.
You're supposed to get everything you want.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need
to
do
present?
Anything. No. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, children, they go to school and their teachers teach them, write down a list.
What do you want?
Make a list, everything you want for you, yourself, for your own selfish material enjoyment.
They should listen. You can't always get what you want.
Satisfaction.
That's
Nito.
There's two songs.
No, the Rolling Stones.
Also? Yeah.
The Sages of the Stones.
There's some great wisdom that comes from. Yeah.
And you know what else they say about the Rolling Stones?
A Rolling Stone collects no moss.
There you go. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
We're not finished yet.
Oh.
He's doing a Heil Hitler thing.
Okay. Well, it's
No, finish yet.
Okay. Please proceed, Prabhu.
Maharaj.
Yeah, we're about your watch back, so it's
okay. Oh, it's
I'm still holding the watch.
So tell us please.
Yes.
What shall we do with the TV set of your neighbor? So we know. Somebody steals your neighbor's TV set, so what? You say you should cry, you should...
You say, don't bring it here.
Don't. don't be attached to your neighbor's television set.
Maybe you have to tell to the neighbor, don't get attached to your television. The destiny took it away.
Yeah, bharata bhumite hoi manushya janma jar, janma satakakari, para upakar. That those who are born in India especially, but actually all of us, our duty is we should become Krishna conscious and then help others by helping them become Krishna conscious. This is para upakar, the topmost welfare work. So you should instruct your neighbor to the best of your capacity to chant. Chant, Hare, give up your television and just chant. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Neighbor will ask the question, why you keep your TV then? You preach to me, give it up, and you keep your TV.
I guarantee you, they're not going to take your advice of chanting Hare Krishna. What you have to do is you have to go and get the burglar, knock him out.
What is
bring the burglar, the one who steals.
Okay. The thief.
Knock him out, unconscious. Bring back the TV set to the neighbor. This is, oh, you're such a nice Hare Krishna. And then you can start to talk to them and start to say, chant Hare Krishna. But otherwise, they're not going to take it. You have to do something nice first.
Or you have to give your TV to the neighbor and say, heaven.
Yeah,
or
that's
the
unfortunate
right.
One. Yeah,
one
of the two.
Take mine.
Do something heroic, win their hearts.
In some way, sacrifice for them.
Yeah, because they're not going to take your Hare Krishna. It's like when the tsunami happened, some devotees saw it. When they lost their husbands, their wives, their children, their home, and everything, their job, everything. And then devotees came in the Bhagavad Gita. Here, you should buy this. And they just get the hell out of here. So the point is that you have to do it and think it over intelligently. With their hearts slowly, shanai, not reached down. Okay. Anyways, that's my suggestion of the TV.
It's what they do in Russia if there is a disaster, some earthquake or something.
In Nepal.
They go and distribute free prasad.
That's what you have to do. You give them prasad. Then later on, after a while, they might listen to your Hare Krishna. That'd be super good. Okay.
Watch back.
So I think we'll stop here, and if anyone has any further discussion, we can meet privately.
Thank you, Akalabhyaji.
Because it's time.
Don't stay alone.
Okay. Thank you very much for your kind attention.
It was very lively. We could hear everything you're saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And good examples. And you quoted a lot.
Yeah.
Like the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita. And it was very nice. And it was beautiful. We'll need to hear more from you.
Thank you for your kind encouragement.
Well, last week we were together and I was giving every single class and you just said I'd be bored to death.
No, I was really enlivened by your presentations. I found they were melting the heart of every audience. And like you mentioned that someone's television, your neighbor, you want to preach to him, first touch his heart.
Yeah.
See that he's your friend, see that you care about him, be friendly.
He was first making friends with a person, and then.
Yeah, he wasn't doing this.
Here.
To a new person. Shoving it down their throat. Never works.
Okay, so now it's my turn to ask for blessings. I believe in you, Prabhu. Please forgive me.
Anybody else? No, you can't give it. You can only receive. Thank you, Maharaj, for being real. You take hugs.
Huh?
You take group hugs. Come on, group hugs.
Come on. One of them.
They did? Oh.
There was 50 of them.
Hard Mars. Give a hug for a change for crying out loud. You can touch somebody. Hello. Everybody, come on.
Don't squeeze the last one.
All right.
I haven't been there before. Have you ever been there before?
Oh yeah.
Every year I'm going, maybe two or three times I've been.
Okay, great.
Have a happy, safe Krishna conscious journey.
He's leaving today?
Yeah, he's leaving today.
Okay, let's see if we can try to get some. Yeah. Did you want to have some? Okay, Maharaj, you want some breakfast? Some juice, some green juice. Thank you,
Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj.